www.harunyahya.com.
Behaving like hooligans instead of science is all Darwinists can do. Darwinists fear science. They are terrified that the truths revealed by science will be realized, known, and spread across the world. The reason for this is that everything about science has demolished and invalidated the theory of evolution. It is for that reason that Darwinists can never give anyone a scientific answer. Aggression is their sole response to the scientific evidence. They express their opposition to the evidence revealed by science and anti-evolution conferences with placards and protests instead of with scientific evidence. They try to close down exhibitions displaying scientific evidence, the authentic fossil specimens. They try to burn books containing scientific evidence. They sue people who try to teach the scientific evidence in schools. They reject in utter terror invitations for face-to-face debates from adherents of creation and never issue such requests themselves. Instead of responding to scientific evidence with more science, Darwinists resort to despotism, aggression, brute force, and hue and cry because they have no scientific evidence, and this is the only method they know. Darwinists shelter behind concepts such as democracy, rights, freedom, and freedom of thought at every available opportunity, and suddenly turn bigoted and aggressive when the invalidity of their claim is proved. They immediately disregard the concepts such as freedom of thought, the right to free speech, democracy, and freedom of thought that they hide behind. They constantly maintain that they are democratic, enlightened people who espouse freedom of thought, but when the proofs of creation are set out, they suddenly become irritable and even aggressive. With regard to their claims, it is Darwinists themselves who have fixed minds and are fanatical, bigoted, and obsessive, since Darwinism is not a conclusion reached from science. On the contrary, it is a false and heretical belief refuted by science. They try to keep it alive by behaving like hooligans because it is based solely on ideology and a superstitious belief system. Darwinism has been wearing people down for years under the protection of the Darwinist dictatorship. If Darwinism today dominates institutions of state across the world, that is solely because of the despotic and aggressive policy of intimidation in question. If a Darwinist comes to a scientific conference with placards in his hands instead of evidence, if he tries to shout down scientific statements, if he imagines he can attack and intimidate the opponents of evolution, and if he is removed from a scientific conference under police escort, these things are quite enough for us to see the true face of Darwinism. The news of the demolition of Darwinism has sparked an extraordinary panic among Darwinists. But no despotic action can keep Darwinists' false religion alive. This is the law of Allah. Our Lord Allah, who knows all things, reveals in a verse how believers will always be victorious. We hurl the truth against falsehood, and it cuts right through it, and it vanishes clean away. Woe without end for you for what you portray.